technical difficulty that messed things up, so I wasn't able to continue on and do what I wanted to do there, so I had to start over and got that all started over and all that good stuff. So we're back live here and working like it's supposed to, Lord willing. Anyway. Boy, are we going to look at a fella today here, Adam Weissev, and we're going to look at this guy today here and talk about how the Jesuits founded the New World Order, how the Jesuits founded the Bavarian Illuminati. And we'll get into that in a little while here, but that is exactly what we're going to talk about here today. We're going to make sure that you understand the truth about that, that you're not confused, that you're not deceived, that you haven't been duped by the it's the Jews teaching that's out there by some anti-Semitical people and some I believe also other people that are actually confused. So there are people out there that are actually confused about this topic, and that's one of the problems that they have is that they don't know what they're talking about. They're not very good historians. They just go by the first thing that they see there, and they don't see the hidden hand of the Jesuit order. They do not see the hidden hand of it all, of how it all got taken care of. So we are going to talk about that today. I was going to call, I still could change the name of it. It's the Jesuits, not the Jews, stupid. But that's more my style. But I'm trying to be nice and diplomatic here and try to be kind here. And so I'll try to do it this way first, right? I'll see if I can do it this way first. And then he wasn't an ex anything. Brandon Swanson said that Adam Weissip was an ex-Jesuit priest. He wasn't an ex anything. He continued to be a Jesuit priest. He was a Jesuit, a head of canon law at the Bavarian Jesuit School, master of canon law. Well, then that would mean that someone that was master of canon law would probably be able to write the law for the Bavarian Illuminati, write the constitutions for the Bavarian Illuminati. Huh. Yeah, he'd probably be pretty good at that, wouldn't he? He'd probably know how to, I don't know, be the founder of revolutions all over the world. So anyway, we'll get to that. Because the founder of communism, modern day communism throughout the world was Adam Weissev, the Jesuit order. That's who founded it. That's who founded the modern day communist movement. The founders, the ones that have broken kingdoms down. The communist movement is nothing more than the Counter-Reformation. That's who they are. It is the Counter-Reformation. And understanding that will go a long ways in helping you to understand the truth about that. All right, so we are praying for Mary to get less. So before I get into that, let me just get into the pleasantries here. I should get into that here first. So pray for Mary's Visa and Carl's MasterCard, all right? But especially Mary's Visa. I'd like to use Carl's MasterCard, though. I'd really like to. Not as much as I'd like to spend Lee's money or Dave's money or somebody else's money like that, or but anyway. That's I'll give him a hard time though. I'm just kidding. But anyway, pray for the visa and all that good stuff to come in. And boy, I'll tell you, we're getting, yeah, and Andrew's money too. That's right. So anyway, but we're getting closer. Right? We're getting closer, aren't we? We are at April, or no, good thing we're not at April 20th. We'd be in trouble. But we are at March 20th. This is true, Aaron. Aaron says, ha ha, everyone you know is broke. Oh, that's funny. We're praying. So pray for Andrew to get his passport. I don't know what's going on with Andre's passport. Maybe he's using an alias Andre. They don't want to let him in. Or maybe he's just too important and they don't want to let him out of the country. I don't know. Me, they don't care. They're like, get out. But anyway, well, I think he's, well, I actually didn't call anybody. I didn't call anybody, Teresa. I didn't call anybody. I just sent it fast. I jump-started it. That's what I did. I paid them their extortion fees of $60 and $50 for this and to send it fast and all that other stuff. I didn't trust him a bit. I had zero amount of trust in their ability to send me that on time. But anyway, so we're gonna get it sent. The Lord will provide. It'll happen. We know that it will happen, that it will come to pass. So we're waiting for Andre to get his, and we're waiting for Mary to get her visa. We're waiting to spend money on Carl's MasterCard. So this is getting gooder. But anyway, you pray that all would come through, that the Lord would provide all these things. And thank you for those that have given. Man, we just ordered a bunch of other stuff that we need. I needed some extra GoPro batteries and all that other stuff to get. I want to make sure that I got the GoPro on me if I'm preaching out there. So I'm not, the preaching is not going to be like the most popular thing in all the world there, right? So I need to make sure that the GoPro is on me. In case I get beat down in Scotland or something, I got the GoPro. At least I'll have a video evidence of me getting beat down in Scotland, right? But anyway, we are blessed by everything. So you pray for us, okay? Pray for the Lord to continue to provide for us. We'll go to our YouTube page here and let's see. For some reason that doesn't want to work. There we go. Hey, there's us. There. That's what I was looking for. All right. So you pray for us, and if the Lord leads you to so give to our ministry, you may do that a few different ways. If you want to give towards this trip, number one, pray. Definitely pray for us. We need prayers, all right? So pray for safety, for vision, for wisdom, for instruction, for guidance, for direction, for the Lord to guide us on our way, okay? If you'd like to give, here's the address, salvationpreacher@gmail.com, Cash App right there, Apple Pay, Venmo, all those different ways, or you can mail it to 1030 Highway 3 South, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. You can't do any of that. I know you can pray. So be praying for us. Okay? All right. Anyway, also, Brother Joshua has been working on the website. I am adding something into the website. that we will have a place that we can all go and chat during broadcasts. There will be a chat room on the website. That chat room will make it so everyone that is there can go on the website and they can chat live during the broadcast. They can chat live in one central place. We're all going to be there in that one place there to chat and to be able to do that, all right? So we're working on that with our new website that we will launch within a week or two, a couple weeks. I don't know, something like that, a week or so. We can get the bare bones of it going there, okay? So you pray for us that the Lord would bless us and help us to be able to do that. That way, whatever, you know, everyone that listens to the broadcast can chat in one place. You know, they can open that up and they can listen, and we'll figure out how to do all that. I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe a separate window to open up. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But anyway, I don't know how that works yet. But maybe it'll be something on the side we can do. Maybe it'll be a chat that can go along with the broadcast while you're watching it. I don't know. But we are working on it. Okay? So you just have patience there and, again, keep praying for us. Snowfall coming to our region Tuesday. Stop snowing already, please. I wonder if that's us. We only got a 40% chance. Going to be 44 tomorrow. What a blessing. Oh, my goodness. Nice to have some warmth. Anyway. Yep, happy birthday, Joe. Joe McDonald. Getting old. Now. All right. It'll be 78 degrees down here. I bet it will be, Brandon. I bet it will be 78 degrees down there. Because you're not up in the frozen north where it's freezing all the time. Where your bones hurt just living. But anyway. Here we go. All right. Now we are going to talk about the Bavarian Illuminati. Or like the Asian folks call it, the Illuminati. Illuminati. Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you from Eric John Phelps' book, Vatican Assassins, today. Now, Eric John Phelps and I do not see eye to eye on everything. And that doesn't matter. He's a great historian. I believe he's a saved man. I believe he's a great historian. I don't agree with all of his conclusions about everything, but I do agree with his research that he's done on the Jesuit order. I do believe it is accurate. And I do believe he has gathered information from all over. And I think you ought to buy that book, Vatican Assassins. But we're going to talk about the Illuminati today. And we're going to talk about, you know, people are going to call it the Illuminati. They're going to call it the New World Order. They're going to call it a number of different things. Okay? But how did the Illuminati start? You know, how did... Because what you're told is that, well, this guy named Adam Weishaupt, he was the professor of canon law... And he got mad at the Pope, and he was the Jesuit professor of canon law. Then he just quit the Jesuits, and then he just started the Bavarian Illuminati. He didn't quit anything. So I'm going to read you some quotes, historical quotes and references concerning the Bavarian Illuminati and concerning Adam Weishaupt to show you that the Jesuits started Illuminati, modern day Illuminati Freemasonry. And I notice how I only have like 29 people on YouTube because everything that I do just gets punched in the guts by those stupid people at YouTube and the rest of the nonsensical platforms that are out there. Because every time you say something that they don't like, just like for the last, you know what? You want to hear something funny? Let me tell you something funny that really just grates on me. So I can do a video on something and it gets like 500 views, right? But somebody puts a video on exposing Jason Cooley and it gets like 3,000 views. And I'm like, how in the world does that dude that has like 10 people on his channel, like 10 subscribers, get 3,000 views? And when I put one on, I get like 500. How is that even possible? Very frustrating. Very frustrating. But anyway, whatever. It's life. It's the way it goes. So anyway, we will continue on with this anyway, and that's just the way it goes. I know, but they're extra good at messing me up, man. They're extra good at blocking my videos. You know, you want to hear something funny? Let me tell you something funny how God works, okay? Are you ready for this? I'm going to tell you this, and this is absolutely awesome. Are you ready for this? All right. This is how God defies these devils all the time. Look at my European evangelism video. It has 338 views. Do you know how low that is? 338 views. But you want to hear something crazy? For that video having 338 views, do you realize that God has led people to send thousands of dollars in for this trip to support this missionary work and this church planting work and this evangelism work over in Europe? Do you realize that God defies these people all the time? That they sit there, they blocked me, but God has provided thousands of dollars to do the work that he's called me to do. Think about that for a second. So when I think about that, I can hardly get discouraged. I'm just like, well, it don't matter what happens. God's going to make sure stuff gets done anyway. Regardless, God is providing. So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to keep on keeping on. And then Carl gets me all excited about the Philippines because then he tells me, hey, you know what? Second language over in the Philippines is English. I'm thinking to myself, what'd you have to tell me that for, Carl? I ain't got time to go to the Philippines. I ain't a Filipiner. So Carl tells me that, right? He's like, hey, do you know that? I'm like, no, Carl, I didn't know that. But I am glad to know that. So anyway, who knows? I've been told these young boys yet that are at Old Paths Baptist Church, these young men that are 15, 16, 17 years old, We're going to have some of them young men start preaching for 5 or 6 minutes and get them in the assembly preaching a little bit. We got to start these young men out preaching here. So we'll start them out that way. Anyway, so let's pray for those things and all the ministry stuff. Let's get right to it, though. As well it should be, Mary. All your official paperwork in the Philippines is in English. As well it should be. All right, let's go. You ready? Now, I want to teach you something and bring this to your remembrance always. I can't wait to meet Mary. I just want to meet the woman that loves Carl. That's Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That's what I want to do. Oh yeah, for sure. I want to. Okay, I think there might be a transgender troll on here. I don't know, but whatever. I'll just keep going. Is Baphomet a symbol of Satan? Sure it is. Symbol of the beast system. It's an androgynous symbol. Of course it is. Anyway, all right. Whatever that has to do with, well, I guess it does have to do with what we're talking about, sort of, doesn't it? But listen to me. The New World Order is religious. The New World Order will not be The New World Order will not be atheist. The New World Order is, in fact, that spirit of Antichrist. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. This is the spirit of the New World Order. It has to be religious, and it has to be Antichrist. It has to be the beast system. Therefore, it had to be founded by Babylon. Babylon is a spirit, and it had to be founded by the spirit of Rome. The spirit that is behind Rome, it had to be. It had to be founded by the beast system. And that's what we have in Rome, in Roman Catholicism, the head of the mysteries. Rome is the head of every secret society. Rome is the head of every mystery society. Rome is the head of the mystery religions. So, it stands to reason that a Jesuit would found the Bavarian Illuminati. So I'm going to read you some quotes here. The Illuminati, it was founded on May 1st, 1776 by Adam Weishaupt, professor of canon law at Ingolstadt, and an openly ex-Jesuit, but secretly still a member of the order, retaining his chair at the university until 1785. So he founds the Bavarian Illuminati in 1776, but he still holds his chair as professor of canon law until 1785. The name originally assumed for the order of the Bavarian Illuminati was the Society of Perfectibilists. The Jesuits also calling their order the Society of the Perfect. So designated by Abate Lyons, the Jesuit Conspiracy, the Secret Plan of the Order, 1848. Page 183. The entire subversancy of its members, who on admission were pledged to blind obedience to the order of their superiors, as are the Jesuits, was secured by the strict system of secret confessions and monthly reports. As practiced in the order, checked by mutual espionage, individual Jesuits allowed only to be in groups of three, which groups of three abreast were walking or marching, composed the long black line. Special attention being given to the enlistment of young men of wealth, rank, and social importance. Also practiced by the Jesuits is in the case of Fordham University's Jesuit Avery Cardinal Doles, the son of Eisenhower's Secretary of State, John Foster Doles. The order was considerably influenced by the intimate relations which were established with Masonic lodges at Munich and Freising, both cities later being Heinrich Himmler's Nazi SS strongholds. About the time, an important impulse was given to its prosperity in Middle and Northern Germany by the ambition and energy of a newly acquired member. Masonic Jesuit temporal coadjutor Baron Adolf von Nitzsche, who had his headquarters at Frankfurt on the Main. It was to him that the society was indebted for the extremely elaborate constitution, never, however, actually realized, according to which the entire membership was divided into three great classes. Are you paying attention? The first of which were to be included the novices, like the Jesuit novices, the Minervals, and the lesser Illuminati, the Jesuit scholastics. While the second consisted of the Freemasons, ordinary, Scotch, and Scotch Knights, the Jesuits having previously written the first 25 degrees of the Scottish Rite from their Parisian College of Clermont in 1754. And the third or mysterious class, as are those select Jesuits under extreme oath of the fourth vow, was subdivided into the two grades of priests and regents, like the Jesuit spiritual coadjutors and of the magus and king. Like the Jesuit coadjutors, all correspondence was conducted in cipher, as did the Jesuits. For certain, prior to the perfection of the Black Pope's international intelligence community, to increase the mystification, towns and provinces were invested with new and altogether arbitrary distinctions. The Jesuit superior general having divided up the world into provinces, now composing 10 assistances. So, the world is divided up into 10. Much like the fallen angels divided the world up into 10, many say. So there's earthly representation, and then there's that spirit world representation. Both will work together. Both. How they work. A rupture which took place between Wyseft and Nitzsche, ordered by the Jesuit general in 1784, greatly accelerated the public expression of a counter-feeling of suspicion and dislike which had been slowly gathering strength. as intended so as to distance the Illuminati from the Bavarian Jesuits. See, what they did was in 1785, nearly 4 years before the beginning of the Order's French Revolution, the Bavarian government, controlled by the Jesuits through the Bavarian Roman Catholic Wisselbach dynasty, issued an edict which proved fatal to the Order in Bavaria. Many of its members were imprisoned or compelled to leave their homes. Weisseft himself was deprived of his chair at the university, indicating that the Society of Jesus was involved in creating the Illuminati for nearly 10 years, and banished the kingdom Weisseft to become known as the Patriarch of the Jacobins. Okay, so I want you to think about this for a second. That was from the Encyclopedia Britannica, New Werner edition, 9th edition Illuminati. So, in other words, basically, you have a lot of influence from you have a counter false COINTELPRO resistance that is going on. Want me to show you a modern day one that's going on right now? The DA in New York and Donald Trump. If they arrest Donald Trump, they're doing it to get him elected again. They are not doing it because they're enemies. They're doing it because they are friends. They're doing it because they work both sides. The Jesuits and the Bavarian Illuminati, the Masonic orders, they work both sides to make you feel sorry for Trump, to make you vote for Trump. That's what they're doing. That's what it's about. That's what they did over in Bavaria. Jesuit order has their university over there. Their master of canon law, Adam Weisseff, steps up to the plate. Rebels openly against the Pope. Is suppressed by the Pope. So forges an agreement. Forges an agreement with the Rothschilds to fund the Bavarian Illuminati. The Rothschilds would eventually, through that Jesuit Black Pope Ricci, would eventually be the Vatican bankers of the world, and which they are now. No. Betty said, I don't feel sorry for him at all, but I thought the arrest was so he couldn't be reelected. Oh, no. It's so he could be elected. You've got to see, the problem is you don't think like a Jesuit. And in order to understand them, you have to watch how they've done things over and over again. Every revolution they've been involved with, every modern day revolution, they have followed the same pattern that Adam Weisseft has followed. Same one. The Jesuits, now formally suppressed by the Pope, were allied with Frederick the Great of Prussia and Catherine the Second, the Great of Prussia, of Russia, excuse me. The Jesuit general was in control of high-level Scottish Rite Freemasonry, Grand Orient Freemasonry, and now sought an alliance with the Masonic Baron of the House of Rothschild. To accomplish this, he chose a Jesuit who was a German Gentile, not a Jew by race, and a Freemason by association, Adam Weisseft. That Adam was not the originator of the Luciferian and satanic system he named Illuminism will be already apparent to every reader of the present work. How did these Oriental methods penetrate to the Bavarian professor? according to certain writers through the Jesuits, the fact that Wyseff had been brought up by this order, the Jesuit order, has provided the enemies of the Jesuits with the argument that they were the secret inspirers of the Illuminati. And indeed they were, said Eric John Phelps. That Wyseff did, however, draw to a certain extent on Jesuit methods of training is recognized even by Abe Barrel, himself a Jesuit, a third-degree Freemason, an influential historian of the French Revolution, who, quoting Masonic Mirabeau, says that Wyseff admired above all those laws that regime of the Jesuits, which under one head, the Jesuit general, made men dispersed over the universe tend towards the same goal. Yes, you see the same thing with in Ukraine. You see, the Jesuit ran, and the Masonic ran, Kabbalistic ran, Ukrainian president, as well as you see the Jesuit led Putin. Same thing. Players in a game. The Jesuit Adam Wyseff was thoroughly familiar with the regicide doctrines of Suarez, Molina, Marina, and Escobar. He was also a brilliant instructor of canon law, including the evil Council of Trent at the Jesuit College in Bavaria. From the Jesuit College at Ingolstadt is said to have issued the sect known as the Illuminati of Bavaria, founded by Adam Wyseff. Its nominal founder, however, seems to have played a subordinate though conspicuous role in the organization of this sect. With Jesuit General Ricci, his creation of the Bavarian Illuminati, through his obedient soldier, Adam Wyseff, it was determined that Wyseff would be given a new name unique to the purpose of the general's new order, and later openly joined the Munich Lodge. That name was known in ancient Roman history as Spartacus. According to the anti-Jew French historian, Masonic Jesuit Abe Augustin de Barrel, Wyseff then spent 5 years thinking out his system, which he founded under the name of Illuminati on May 1st, 1776. And assumed the illuminated name of Spartacus. Wyseff was initiated in the first degree of the lodge, Theodore de Bon Conseil, in the Jesuit haven of Munich. But who was the historical Spartacus and what did he do that so merited the use of his name as an alias for Wyseff? The answer to this question reveals just who, in fact, were the real players behind the Illuminati. Were they Jews or were they Jesuits? Well, they may have been both. Spartacus died in 71 BC, a Thracian leader of Roman slaves of several nationalities in the Gladiator War of 73 to 71 against Rome. Adam Wyseff, the modern-day Spartacus, was the visible Gentile leader of the gladiatorial war against the Roman papacy. But who were these gladiators, these slaves, having risen up in rebellion and now warring against their master, the papal Caesar of Rome? I, blank, now in presence of Almighty God, do declare and swear that His Holiness the Pope is Christ's vice-regent, says one. That's the oath that they take, that I will help assist and advise all or any of the holiness agents in any place where I shall be, and do my utmost to extirpate the heretical Protestant or liberal doctrines, and to destroy all their pretended powers. Wycef led a revolt of the Jesuits, not the Masonic Jews, where and are the foremost gladiatorial slaves of the Roman Caesar, the Pope. Because of their suppression by their master, Wycef led a revolt of former Jesuit slaves from 1776 to 1814. Remember, they were suppressed. The Jesuits were suppressed by the Pope. For nearly 40 years, from 1776 to 1814. Thus, the name Spartacus was a perfect description of the man who led the Jesuit Illuminati. Now, understand this about the Jews, the Kabbalistic Jews. The Masonic Jews always play a subordinate, though conspicuous, role when used by the Jesuit general. Such was the case of the birth of the Illuminati with the Rothschilds in 1776. The financing of the French Revolution and the Napoleon Wars with Rothschild in 1789 to 1815. That was the revenge of the Jesuits against the papacy. That is the revenge. Okay? Now, when you see that, you'll understand what's going on. That when they suppressed the Jesuits, the Jesuits would use Napoleon and they would kidnap the Pope. Such was the case of the Rothschilds, the creation of modern communism with Marx in 1848. The first head of the Federal Reserve Bank, Paul M. Warburg, in 1913. And later, Alan Greenspan. The creation of the Union of Soviet Socialists, the USSR, via the Bolshevik Revolution with Trotsky and Lenin, the financing and building of the USSR with Jacob H. Schiff and Armin Hammer, and AIG's Morris Greenberg in 2006, the Jewish Holocaust of Europe with Rudolf Kastner in 39 to 45, the birth of the labor Zionist Israel with Theodore Herzl in 1948. The cover-up of the Masonic Kennedy assassination with the Warren Commission, Arlen Specter, and his single bullet theory, and the continual high treason against the people of the American Empire by Henry Kissinger, who was an advisor to Pope Benedict XVI. The CIA-induced invasion, murder, rape, and plunder of the Orthodox Cyprus of the Muslims in Turkey. All right. Lots of stuff going on. Hold on a second. Hannah, I'm going to need my cough drops and some water. So I'm going to need my water up there, please. If you can have one of the kids run that up for me, that'd be great. All right. So then you have, what do you have here? Henry Killinger, Kissinger, he calls him. These are high-level Masonic Jews who adhere to the evil Babylonian Talmud of Judaism, the twin sister of the evil Council of Trent of Jesuitism. And have betrayed their own Jewish race, contributing to the atrocities committed by the Jesuit order, including the Jewish Holocaust. The same Masonic racial Jewish labor Zionists and their secret brethren, the Masonic religious Talmudic rabbinical leaders, will one day betray those people, the holy people, he calls them, by making Jerusalem an international city and by entering into the treaty with the papal Caesar. Those things will come to pass. That's why the awful Holocaust took place. The Pope was a part of it all. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing for men to deny that as well. I say that to be clear so they don't try to cut me off because and try to make the excuse that I'm saying something that I'm not. We know full well that that was real. We know full well that there was that was a dangerous and a terrible travesty that took place. I do not deny that one bit. Absolutely understand it to the fullest. Okay, so we're going to move on here, and there's a lot here, man. There's a lot. But I wanted to cover Adam Weishaupt because there's always this thing that goes on where people say, well, it was the Rothschilds that did this, and, you know, the Jesuits weren't really involved with it. No, the Jesuits control it all. They run it all. They're in charge of it all. And if you're not careful, you'll get mighty confused. And you'll fall for the trick of the devil. And I'm going to ask you a question. And this is a very scriptural question. As I stop midstream and I prove my point. And here it is. Here's the main point that I want you to understand. Who is the king of the Kabbalistic people? Who is the king of the Jews? Who did they say their king is? Right here. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour he saith unto the Jews, behold your king. I don't know. But they cried out, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. Now, you people that are out there that are preaching contrary to what the scriptures fully teach are deceived and deceiving and being deceived. You are lying. You are not telling the truth. For the high priests, the chief priests, they said plainly, we have no king but Caesar. So then people will ask the question, okay, so then who runs the New World Order? Caesar. Who's Caesar? Pontifex Maximus. The pontiff. The pope. The Pope is Caesar. He is the head of all the religions. They say, but Rothschilds and Rockefellers. Rothschilds and Rockefellers. Hey, it's Rockefellers and Rothschilds. My Rockefellers and my Rothschilds. Sorry. It's like Woody Woodpecker got stuck on replay. It's because you don't believe the Bible. That's why you think that. But I have scripture. What do you have? But my conspiracy. But I got my conspiracy. It's my conspiracy. I got my conspiracy. Great. I got one too. I got one too. It's a greater one than you can imagine. It's right here. Let me show it to you. Jesus said, your house is left unto you desolate. Robert, could you please tell me what in the world you are talking about? You keep posting stuff, and I do not understand the context you're putting it in. You just keep, like, randomly posting things. Can you get to the point of the point you're trying to make? Because it doesn't seem like it's consistent with what I'm doing. But maybe I'm missing it. But it sure doesn't seem consistent. So here's what they said very plainly. We have no king but Caesar. Eric John Phelps says, for if the pre-Talmudic Jewish leaders had no king but Caesar in Messiah's day, why should we be surprised to see these same men serving the papal Caesar of our day? On May 1st, 1776, the Order of the Illuminati was officially founded at the Jesuit College of Ingolstadt in the old Jesuit stronghold of Bavaria, from which the Sons of Loyola had ignited the sanguinary 30 Years' War. The company would not use the Jewish House of Rothschild to finance the French Revolution, which would in turn enfranchise, The company would now use the Jewish House of Rothschild to finance the French Revolution, which would in turn enfranchise the Jewish people in 1791, furthering the illusion that the Jews were the real culprits behind the upheaval in France. Rothschild would also finance the rise of Napoleon the Freemason with his Jesuit-trained advisor, Abbe Sieyès, in spite of the historical writings of the Jesuit Abbe Barral, who blamed the Rothschilds and Freemasonry for the French Revolution. It was the Society of Jesus that used these very tools to carry out the revolution and punish the Roman Catholic monarchs who dared to expel the Sons of Loyola from their dominions and insisted upon the suppression by a Franciscan pope of their choosing, Clement XIV. The Jesuits, having expelled from the Spanish Empire, found refuge in Corsica, from there, they raised up their great Masonic avenger, Napoleon Bonaparte I. See, they always think ahead of the game. As soon as they're suppressed one place, they jump in another. That's just what they do. They never quit those damnable Sons of Loyola. They never quit. Always plotting and planning. Always working the Counter-Reformation. Always. It's their main work. What they do. How they do it. In the early 40s, during World War II, nearly the end of the Second 30 Years' War, the Jesuits would again use the Rothschild Illuminati 33rd Degree Shriner Freemasonry to punish two nations having dared to expel the order from their borders. In connection with the Rothschild Vatican Bankers of England, they would use their Federal Reserve Bank to finance the building of a huge British and American aerial war machine. The Lancaster bombers of B-17s and B-29s would be used to destroy the peoples of two nations. Which countries after the war would be rebuilt according to the religious, commercial, and military blueprints as implemented by the Masonic agents of their unseen master, the Black Pope? Right. Now we're gonna move forward here. Here's another quote about Adam Weishaupt. Okay, the papal restoration of the Society of Jesus in the United States via the brief of Pope Pius VII. In 1805, Presbyterian Calvinism received the brunt of the attack. Apparently, President Thomas Jefferson, 1801 to 1809, never objected to the restoration of this sworn enemy of the Protestant and Baptist liberties, as he was an Illuminatus, according to Calvinist Congregational Minister Jedediah Morse. Indeed, Jefferson, through having espoused liberal constitutional principles, was a covert agent of the Black Pope, evidenced by his camaraderie with the order's French Jacobins while in Paris in 1784 to 1789. His defense of occult Jesuit and brother Illuminatist Adam Weishaupt and his notorious Jefferson Bible, in which he denies the Lord Jesus Christ's virgin birth, his numerous miracles, his bodily resurrection, and his ascension into heaven. New England's citadel of Calvinism, Yale College of New Haven, Connecticut, would be invaded with a new secret society, the Order of Skull and Bones, founded in 1832 as the covert Protestant-based Jesuit order. Here's the initiation. It being a dead giveaway as to its author, the Sons of Loyola. So were the Skull and Cross, the Skull and Bones. So where do the Skull and Bones come from? There must be just Masonic order. Their rites are modeled after the Jesuit order. That's where their rites are modeled after. Here is the Skull and Bones. You remember the presidency of the United States being part of the Skull and Bones? The two running for president? By the way, what did that show you? Let me see if I can find that video and remind you of that. The reason I would like to remind you of this.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322?
First of all, he's not the nominee.
So what does this mean? Here's what it means. It means that both guys are already chosen. Do you understand that? Both men are already chosen. Both are Illuminists. Both are Jesuit ran. That's what you have to understand. They're selected, not elected.
Are you prepared to lose?
No, I'm not going to lose.
You both were members of Skull and Bone.
See what he said? No, I'm not going to lose. I'm not going to lose. He knew it. He already knew he wasn't going to lose.
A secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret. Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code? I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country. We can do a better job.
Okay, so who's dumb? Who's that dumb to believe that this whole thing is not planned? Like, these men aren't selected. My Trump! My Biden! Come on, let's do it. You can do like a little cadence to it. My Trump! My Biden! It's just so dumb. It's like a bad episode of wrestling. Hulk Hogan's getting ready to come down. Here he comes crashing down. I mean, it's just so stupid. It's dumb. Like, to me, it's so remedial and stupid. It just is when I look at it. There you go. Hey, Brother Carl, there you go. There is your, Carl, there is your clip. There is your clip to use, right? Here's your clip to use. Thank you. There's your clip to use for highlight reel right there. Because that's all it is. Yeah, I'm telling you that. No, wait a minute. Hold the phone, Gregory. No, Gregory, I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that, Gregory. These guys are telling you that.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the website.
Number 322?
First of all, he's not the nominee. Look, I look forward.
Are you prepared to lose?
No, I'm not going to lose.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country. We can do a better job, and I intend to do it.
And we'll be watching Be Safe on the Campaign Trail. John Kerry, thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Hey, we'll be right back. We're part of Skull and Bones. See, they're all part of the plan. Robert, I have no idea what you're talking about, man. I'm sorry. It does not compute. It's like we're talking on two different frequencies. We're just not meeting. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know if you're trying to make a point, if everything you're saying is trying to make a point, or if you're leading into something. I do not understand what you're saying. Me no comprehendo, Robert O. Me no comprehendo what you're saying, oh, bro. I don't get it. I don't know what you're even talking about. Like I'm over here at Wrigley Field, and you're all the way over at the White Sox Stadium over the other. You're all the way on the other side. Like, I don't even know where you're at. You're like flying around in some spaceship somewhere, and I'm like down on the ground looking around. Like, what in the world is he doing? Like, I don't have any clue. You're like the balloon that's going over that, or the balloon that I had in my hand that fell out, that I let go of and it went up in the air and it's gone. I don't know what you're saying. And I'm not trying to be mean. I do not get what you're talking about. Me no speak a you language, okay? I don't get it. Can you please give me like a complete sentence that makes some sense? Like something that makes some sense as to what you're trying to say. Even if it's, you got to keep it simple for me because I don't get what you're saying. you just keep blah 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 blah, and I don't, and you just keep doing it, and I don't get it. I just, am I the only one that doesn't get what he's saying? Does anybody else understand what he's getting at? Or maybe he speaks a different language. It's cool. I don't care. It's just I don't understand what he's saying. I don't. Okay, I'm going to keep moving. I don't get it. Carl speaks many languages. And he does. Carl speaks a couple languages. He gets it. Or he doesn't get it. I don't feel so bad because I'm feeling dumb right now. Okay, anyway, I'm just, Robert, I don't know, bro. Maybe you're trying to say, I'm not making fun of you. I'm really not. You just keep saying stuff and I'm like, I don't know what you mean. So anyway, maybe you'll like type it out. This is what I am speaking of. Because I really am not trying to be unkind. Maybe there's a language barrier there. And I'm not getting it. So if that's the case, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to belittle you or anything like that. I just don't understand. Justin Money, PayPal control over the world. Doings. All right. You got to stop that. All right. All right, I'm going to keep going, guys, all right? Okay, I'm done, really. I don't know. I'm just going to ignore it, okay? I'm just going to move on. Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh. I'm trying not to laugh. I'm crying. Oh, I don't know. Betty comes on and goes, I think he's trying to agree with you. He's like the older, nice white lady trying to explain it to me. Oh. Oh. Betty's like, he's saying he likes you, homie. Oh, all right. All right, I'm playing. I'm sorry. You guys are not listening. Oh. Oh, man, that is funny. Oh. That is funny. Oh. Anyway, okay. All right, we're done having fun. I'm like, Robert, I don't get it. He's like, I'm trying to talk at intersections. I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it. Okay. So he's being totally misrepresented by his voice activation stuff, okay? Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Probably people are going to get mad at me about this. You know, they're just going to be like, I'm not going to listen to this. But anyway. Stephen L. says, quit railing on people. Well, I'm not. I've been laughing the whole time. I can't understand your language. There you go. Okay. All right. That's better. He finally, perhaps you could be my translator. That's right, Betty. You can be. Betty will be like, he's saying he's your home skillet. All right. I'm going to keep. All right, here we go. Now, back to what we were talking about before Robert made me laugh for about 10 minutes straight. Okay? This is the order of the skull and bones, okay? And in the inner temple, a senior dressed as the Pope sits in a chair to the left of the fireplace with one foot covered in a white slipper monogrammed SBT. Perched on a stone skull. The stage is set. The oath of secrecy, like the secret Jesuit oath, waits on the table. The yorick, a skull container, is filled with blood or another red liquid and rests at the foot of Madame, an encased skeleton acclaimed to be Madame de Pompadour, the relentless enemy of the Jesuits who encouraged her paramour, King Louis XV, to expel the order from France in 1764. The Shakers, being the brawniest knights, whisk the neophyte to a picture of Judas Iscariot, whose name the crowd screams three times. Judas symbolizing the order's hatred for the risen Son of God, beloved Hebrew, Jewish, Israelite people, of whom also the Jesuits hate and anathematize, as the killers of Christ. Look, Justin, you could tell what we're talking about by the title. We love you, Robert, especially when you make us laugh. What I want to know is, how in the world did Betty know that he was agreeing with me? Because I couldn't even understand anything he was saying, and Betty's like, oh, he's agreeing with you. All right. The Shakers push the initiate to his knees in front of the yorick and force his head toward the pool of blood. To the neophyte's dismay, the crowd implores him to drink it, drink it, drink it, which he must, just as the Jesuit priest drinks the symbolic blood of Christ at every Mass, according to the order's wicked doctrine of transubstantiation. The Shakers hurry the initiate to the Pope, but not before the devil whips him in the face with his tail, evidencing the bonesman's submission to Satan, as are the high priest under the fourth vow. The initiate bends to kiss the Pope's slippered toe on the skull, indicating the earthly master of the order of skull and bones, like the Jesuit order, is the Pope. The skull symbolizing his power of death over the initiate. Now listen to this, what I thought was interesting. When the initiate is brought to Don Quixote, Don Quixote symbolizes Ignatius Loyola, the first Jesuit superior general who, like Don Quixote, went to Jerusalem seeking to liberate the city of God from the Muslim infidel, who stands just in the front of the fireplace with a sword in his right hand symbolizing the Jesuit order as the church militant. He is pushed once again to his knees, but this time for glory. Ad majorem Dei gloriam, for the greater glory of God, being the universal word of command for the Society of Jesus. As the crowd falls silent once again, Quixote taps the junior on the left shoulder and says, by order of our order, secretly, the Jesuit order for whom Don Quixote speaks, I dub thee Knight of Eulogia, a pagan female goddess symbolizing none other than Rome's pagan female goddess, the Virgin Mary. As the Jesuits were first called the Knights of the Virgin Mary. The skeleton nearest the toxin, a bell in the room, strikes it 3 times, then 2 times, and twice again. And the crowd shout, "Bones!" The Jesuits also using skeletons in one of their initiations and having anchored a similar tapping during the Masonic initiation of the 33rd degree, according to the late Jim Shaw. Okay. With the Black Pope's American version of his Masonic styled order of the Illuminati, the Order of Skull and Bones would serve to neutralize historic Protestant and Baptist Calvinism while amassing a large portion of political power with its orb. Yale University's tomb, serving as its Masonic lodge, the American Order would compose a majority of movers and shakers, directing the nation's domestic and foreign policy. With a membership list of the Brotherhood of Death utilizing a skull and crossbones as its insignia, Anthony C. Sutton declared in his 1986 classic America's Secret Establishment, An Introduction to the Order of Skull and Bones. He said this, "Above all, the order is powerful, unbelievably powerful." It is. Unbelievably powerful. How true, the Bonesmen would aid in the order of British-led opium wars against China. We can't get into that history, so we're going to keep going. There's so much history in this book. Vatican assassins, there's so many things that are there. By the way, go buy the book. You're not going to agree with every conclusion that Eric John Phelps has, but go buy his book. Don't get it free somewhere. Go buy it. That took years to labor in. Again, I don't agree with everything he says in it. I may not agree with everything he holds to. But spend like $20-$30 and buy the guy's book. Read it and learn something. There's a lot of information there that you can't, that you would have to read 30 to 40 books on the Jesuits in order to find out this information that was gathered in this resource. So I think it's at like VaticanAssassins.org or something like that. Go read it. Go buy it off him and read it. I'm reading portions of it. I'm not putting it on here because I don't want to take advantage of anybody that's a lot of labor that somebody put into that book. And I don't, just buy it. It'll be worth it. It's only in PDF. You can't get it anywhere else. Only in PDF. So anyway, but we're going to continue on here. Let me get to the next part here. Not that part. Not that one. Not that. Good one, though. Here we go. There's a picture here of the Black Pope Lorenzo Ricci. Lorenzo Ricci. Carl can say it for me. I'll have him say all those names for me when I'm with him. He was the 18th Superior General of the Society of Jesus, 1758 to 1775. Okay. And let's see. Let's see. Okay. He was the 18th Jesuit general. During the order's suppression from 1773 to 1814 by Pope Clement XIV, General Ricci created the Order of the Illuminati with his soldier, Adam Weishaupt, uniting the House of Rothschild and the Grand Orient Freemasonry with the Society of Jesus. It comes from although Ricci would die a prisoner in Rome's castle of St. Angelo, his satanic master plan of vengeance against the monarchs of Europe and the war on the papacy's Holy Roman Empire would be crowned with success. Weishaupt, the father of modern communism, used his Jesuit-backed Jacobins to conduct the terrifying French Revolution, incited by his Masonic encyclopedists Voltaire and Diodorant. Years later, Jesuit General Ledoucki, with his Bolsheviks, conducted the Russian Revolution in 1917, incited by his Masonic communists, Marx and Engels, it being identical to the upheaval of 1789. What many modern writers of today's describe as the Illuminati is, in fact, the purpose, another name for the ubiquitous Company of Jesus. Under the all-pervading guidance of its master governing Washington, D.C., London, Paris, Berlin, Moscow, Peking, and Jerusalem, Mecca, and the Vatican, the Black Pope. That's found in the history of the Jesuits, their origin, progress, doctrines, and design by G.B. Nicolini. Okay, page 356 to 357. Okay. Go. Allied with the Masonic Jewish laborish Zionist House of Rothschild, creating the Bavarian Illuminati, Jesuit Adam Weishaupt, Spartacus, Jesuit slave of the Pope, in his revolt against Rome in 1773 to 1776, von Hammer, in his History of the Assassins, a branch or development of Illuminati, points out singular parallels between the teaching of Loyola and the Assassins. The Jesuit orders revived the Assassins in creating the intolerant and fanatical modern-day sect within Islam known as Osama bin Laden's Wahhabism. Having been embraced by tribal chief Abdul Aziz bin Zayd in 1744, and now since formally established by King Abdul Aziz Saud via one of his British MI6 courtiers, Knight of Malta Sir John Filby, is the state religion of Saudi Arabia. Nor can it be said that drawing attention to this parallelism is mere Protestant prejudice, since the first charge was made by the priests of Alcala and the very lifetime of the founder of the Jesuits. That was from M.F. Cusack's 1896 converted nun of Kenmare Convent on the Black Pope. Now, the parentheses writing on the Jesuit order and the Assassins is from Eric John Phelps's added comments, okay, into that. But, you know, the main quote of that is pretty both of them are, but that's an awesome reference, okay? Well, how do you expect me to speak? I'm white. I can't speak Arabic. I'm white. I can't even speak white. Okay. Leo Lamont, he said the Constitution of the Jesuit Order contains six impediments against reception of the order, the first of which is Jewish descent up to the fourth generation from 1593 to 1946. The General Council of the Order have many times proclaimed that Jewish descent must be considered as an impurity, scandal, dishonor, or infamy. Suarez, noted Jesuit theologian, also states that the Jewish descent is in the impurity of such indelible character that it is sufficient to prevent admission into the order. Alberto Rivera, in 1979, Spanish-American Jesuit, he said this, "My head was spinning as I found out the Jesuit general was closely linked to the Illuminati in London." Hey, it's no problem, Robert. You can send me a letter. Listen to this. In 1814, Berkheim drew up his great report on the secret societies of Germany, which is of so much importance in throwing light on the workings of the modern revolutionary movement that extracts must be given here at length. His testimony gains greater weight from the vagueness he displays on the origins of Illuminism. And the role it had played before the French Revolution. It is evident, therefore, that he had not taken his ideas from John Robison or Jesuit Abbe Augustin de Bureau, to whom he never once refers, but from information gleaned on the spot in Germany. The opening paragraphs finally refute the fallacy concerning the extinction of the sect in 1786, the very same year the Supreme Council of the 33rd degree was established in Germany. The oldest and most dangerous association is that which is generally known under the denomination of the Illuminati, and of which the foundation goes back toward the middle of the last century. Bavaria was its cradle. It is said that it had for founders several chiefs of the order of the Jesuits. Nesta Webster, 1924, pro-Jesuit English historian, Secret Societies and Subversive Movements. Wow, what a weirdo. Okay. I don't want to call your WhatsApp. And I don't need to be rich. Okay, that person's blocked. You can laugh with this, Robert. Okay. Okay. Man, we're almost out of time, but we'll keep going for a little while here. Illuminati. It was founded on May 1st, 1776 by Adam Weishaupt, professor of canon law at Ingolstadt, an openly ex-Jesuit. The name originally assumed for the order was the Society of the Perfectibilists, Society of the Perfect. Okay, that's from the secret plan of the order. That one. By 1815, now listen to this. At the time of Satan's Congress of Vienna, the Jesuits were more powerful than before their suppression. Their purpose remained the same. The Jesuits had united under the power of the Black Pope. All Freemasonry using Adam Weishaupt and his Illuminati in 1776, Adam von Nidge at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in 1782, at which the papal compass and square appearing in the stained glass windows at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris first began to assume its Masonic significance. And Frederick the Great creating the Supreme Council of 33rd degrees, remembering that even the Society of Jesus has its constitutions, even so Shriner Freemasonry has its constitution. In 1786, and sought to destroy the Protestant Reformation, returning the world to the Pope's Dark Ages. They would terribly persecute the Jews as in the Dark Ages while seeking to exalt the Papal Caesar to the place of satanic Egyptian Pharaoh. an infallible druidic Roman Caesar and priest king ruling the world from Jerusalem as the universal god like the Grecian Pan or Egypt Set of old, symbolized by the goat head of Mendes. This satanic goat's head depicted by the Baphomet was, according to Von Hammer in his Mains Dele Orient in 1818, the symbol worshipped in the secret rites of those bloody crusaders for the popes, the Knights Templar, known as the Shriner Freemasons. He would exercise the power of an absolute monarch over all the kings and dictators of the earth. In so doing, the Jesuits would suppress any attempt by any people to establish popular, or as they called it, liberal government. These maxims would never change because the Jesuit order would never change. Remembering the words of the former Jesuit general Lorenzo Ricci, let them be as they were, as they are, or else not be. Secret to the unchanging nature of the Jesuit order is given by a Baptist pastor named Nelson C. Turner. And it's the Vatican order. That's what it is. It's the supreme. Somebody's asking a question about the white pope versus the black pope. It's the yin and the yang. It's the dark versus light. The white pope appears to run everything, but it's the black pope that runs it all. It's the sons of God. It's the daughters of men. It's the opposites. It's the Baphomet. It's the same symbols all over. But the black pope is in charge. The Jesuit order runs everything. Jesuit order is in control of the pope. Now the white pope is a Jesuit. He's the first Jesuit ever elected to be pope. Okay? Okay, to accomplish their devious design, the order called upon its Jewish cohorts in crime since the days of the false Messiah, V, and successor Jacob Frank, who along with all the Jewish, this is going back to the Russian Orthodox battle, Catherine the Great, and all those other things that went on, along with all of his Jewish Frankist converted to Romanism and were publicly baptized. Poland's King Augustus III acting as Frank's godfather. Thus, we understand these Sabbatian Frankists to be racial Jews with their first political loyalties to the Pope of Rome. The early master of all mammon and international commerce directed by his merchants, the great men of the earth. Therefore, we are not surprised to behold the Gentile Jesuit temporal coadjutor, Adam Wiesef. His secret collusion with the Frankist in orchestrating the work of the Bavarian Illuminati with the House of Rothschild, the French Revolution would be led by the Order's Jacobins and financed by the Rothschilds, later to become, after the Order's formal revival, the keepers of the Vatican treasury. The Masonic rite of which every Romish court Jew must partake tell the story of the Order's death and formal revival. Hiram Abiff is the Jesuit Order killed by three ruffians, the King of Portugal, King of France, and the King of Spain, each having expelled the society from their empires. The raising of Hiram Abiff from the dead is none other than the Grand Master of the Lodge himself, the Pope, extending his lion's grip, for he is Satan's lion of the tribe of Judah. That's what happened. Okay. Okay, so he goes on to quote about, here's more about Wiesef and his Bavarian Illuminati. Really, it doesn't, we've already covered this, so I won't read that much. We won't talk about today the protocols of Zion, but we will. They were written by the Jesuits. Just remember that. But we'll get to that sometime. Okay, because it is an absolute farce to believe a lot of people believe that the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, a lot of them believe that that was written by Jews. No, it wasn't. Written by the Jesuits. On purpose. That's how they roll. That's how they work. Okay, let's go back to Frankfurt at the time of the headquarters of the Jesuit Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Illuminati, as well as Rothschild's brothers' financial empire. Weishaupt provided the conspiratorial resources of the Jesuit order, while the Rothschilds contributed the money. What was missing was a means to spread the agenda of the Illuminati, and that the Frankists added with their network of agents through the Christian and Islamic worlds. Jacob Frank became instantly wealthy because he was given the nice handout by Meyer Amschel Rothschild of Frankfurt. Thus, the Illuminati now had two centers of activity, Germany and Britain. It was from Germany to London that the apostate Jews Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels were sent to devise the rot of communism. The turning point in the final aim against the Jews was the founding of Zionism by the Shabbatans. The final aim of the movement was to establish a Shabbatinian state. The popes revived Kingdom of Jerusalem in the historical land of the Jews, thus taking over Judaism for good. Right? So, yeah, the Babylonian Talmud, that was done by the Jesuits too. That was working with, I believe that was, Jesuits. Talmud. Kabbalistic, definitely. That'll be proven later, too. Not today. To understand it, all false religious documents, most of those, were created by the Jesuit order. Okay? Babylonian Talmud. But we'll cover that some other time. I'll get proof. Make definitive statements, as in talk about that time. Anyway, so you understand the Bavarian Illuminati, started by the Jesuit founder of the Bavarian Illuminati, was Adam Weishaupt. They had a plan. And yes, you have the Kabbalistic Talmudic Jews working with and being ran by the Jesuit order. Absolutely. That's who runs it. Okay. All right, time for some music here. Let's see. Give you a chance to say hi here before we get off. Here and on here. Okay. I hope you learned some things about that.
Jesus, giving all in the race, pressing upward to gain the heavenly prize. Faithful men are my witness who have struggled and died, and they watch from the grandstand in the skies. Make me Lord.
Jacob joined with the faithful Joseph, followed behind. Moses ran with the mighty men of old. There was David and Daniel, then came Peter and Paul. Now they chant as they run on streets of gold.
Streets of gold.
Faithful men.
Amen.
There was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top with many things below. I went unto the keeper and settled it long ago.
Long ago.
Down on my knees.
Long ago.
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago.
Hallelujah. And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago,
long ago.
When at the judgment bar I stand before my king, and he the book will open and cannot find a thing, then my heart will be glad while tears of joy will flow, because I had it settled and settled it long ago.
Long ago.
Down on my knees.
Long ago.
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago.
Hallelujah. And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago.
O sinner, seek the Lord, repent of all your sin, for thus he has commanded, if you would enter in, and then if you should live 100 years below, up there you'll not regret it,
you settled it long ago,
long ago.
Settled long ago.
Hallelujah.
And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago.
When the old account was settled long ago.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago.
Amen and amen. I hope that's true for you, that you've been saved by the grace of God. Sins have been forgiven you. There was a time that you trusted Christ as your Savior, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Why is it called the curse? Kabbalah. Have all the money in the world, Mason. Yes, that would be fun, Andrea, for sure. Anyway, all right, everybody. I hope you all have a good evening, and I'm going to go do some praying, some walking and praying and stuff like that. So, yeah, it might have been just because I didn't have the microphone next to me. That's probably what it was. I don't know. I have no idea why it would be cutting out. So, I don't know. But anyway, we'll have to check it over just to make sure. But, so pray for us. Pray for our trip. We're coming down to the time here. And just pray that the Lord would continue to bless us. And If you'd like to give to our ministry, you can mail something to 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. Or you can click the donate button on our PayPal page, or the give button, and it'll take you straight to us. Or you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com, or Apple Pay or Venmo or any of those other things. So anyway, right? God bless you all. Take care. We'll see you Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central Time, right?